Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, let's go to Scott and King of Prussia. So keep the questions and comments coming on YouTube every day. We enjoy the YouTube interaction. Good morning, Scott.
Greetings, team. My God, I will gladly switch the topic.
Yes.
So I agree this Phillies team is capable. They are capable of winning the World Series, but I just want to state my position that I don't think they're going to.
Okay.
All right? The season's a roller coaster, 162, up and downs. We treat every game and every series in this town like it's football.
It's gotten a little bit more like that in recent years. I don't quite know why, but it has. It's been an interesting I'll give you this example, Scott. I don't remember in 93, and the Phillies had a big lead. You know, it got close in July and a little close in September. But I don't look, the Phillies in 93 went 52 and 48 in their last 100 games, which is basically 500. I don't remember people having the doubts, and maybe it's because they hadn't lost three or four straight years in the postseason. People are very quick, which is ironic because on one hand, you would think this current group should garner more respect because they've been consistently very good. But it's like
consistently going backwards in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, going backwards.
I mean, that's what people are, you know.
No, you're right.
That's what people
you're right.
Got that's all one on the one shoulder going, oh, this is a really good team. The
you're
other
right.
shoulder is,
No, you're right.
Odds are good. We won't go backwards this year.
Yeah, they'd have to lose in three. Well, they could lose actually in two in the first round. So,
yeah.
So that would be.
Oh, man.
It could happen. Yeah.
Can you imagine
yeah.
that?
I mean, just losing in the first round, period.
Sure.
Like, yeah, because they got the bye last year. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I mean, one of these years that's going to happen, guys. You make the playoffs enough years in a row, at some
that's
point you're going to get clipped in two games. All right, Scott, go ahead, man.
All right, so when I look at this team, this team is dangerously close of getting old very fast. The plus 30 crew, Wheeler, Noller, Schwarber, Harper, JT, Castellanos, the list goes on.
Yeah.
And for me, you live through it with watching the other core that we love so much
yep.
get old so fast. And I just don't want that to happen again. If I'm the GM, I'm not going to allow it.
Well, Scott, they do have a good thing with some of those guys, which is it's the end of the contract soon. And I think they're going to move on from more of them than most people think. Like, I'm telling you, I go to JT, and it's like, dude, 1 2-year deal at the most. And if you don't sign it, I'm getting a different catcher. And I love JT. I think he's the best
yeah.
catcher the Phillies have ever had. I mean that. But
I
can't.
I agree with
yeah.
you. But I'm not bringing JT back. I got to get this team younger.
One year deal, I might.
Maybe, but with Ranger, I'm going to do my best to try and re-sign him by the deadline. And this is not going to be a popular opinion. But if I can't sign him, which I'm not going to be able to because his agent is Boris,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to trade him. It's time to trust this new organization. I'm going to promote Preston Mattingly because I like the job that he and his staff has done. I'm going to let Dave Dombrowski go early to Vegas. I'm going to assist him out the door. And I'm going to get started building for the next core. And the first trade I make, if I can't re-sign Ranger, is I'm going to bring in, I'm probably going to be able to get that outfield prospect, and not even a prospect, but probably an outfielder that's on a current roster and maybe even a pen prospect for Ranger because he's going to have great value at the deadline.
Look, it's something it's something to consider. We've been talking
just
about it.
Just want to remind
yeah.
everybody about Ohtani, and I'm not saying Ranger's Ohtani or anything like that, but the Angels owner, because of his pride, held on to Ohtani knowing that they were not going to re-sign him. They could have traded Ohtani at the deadline
yeah.
for five top-notch prospects. Take a look at the Nationals team.
Yeah.
Look at the people they brought in for Soto. If you trust your GM and if they do a good job, and I trust Mattingly now, then you can build for the next core. There's so much you could do. I just want people to be open-minded to it. If you keep the core as is for too long past this year, it's going to drop off.
It's a very reasonable point, Scott. All right, give me an answer for a duo with a contrast in there.
All right, I joined a little late, but if it's been said, I apologize. I'm going to go with Felix Unger and Oscar Madison, the odd couple.
Yes, I said it. Give me a different one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Damn. How about David Letterman, the gap between his two front teeth?
You got it. All right. Bigger one, that or Strahan?
Strahan. I think Strahan, yeah, for sure.
Like, is he definitively the biggest?
His is big.
Yeah, I think Strahan
is big.
It really is, man. I mean, it's really something. All right, let's go to Justin. Justin, good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First time caller to the show.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Oh, so yeah, the Phillies, I've believed in them all year for the most part. I've kind of, you know, said it for a while. I think they're
for the most
clearly
part.
A top five.
What is that?
Yeah, like, you know, they're clearly a top five team in the major leagues. I think they're definitely making the playoffs. I've said that all year. And I think the trade deadline is going to tell me what I need to know about the team. I think they I just want to talk about the trade deadline.
Sure.
I would rather them, you know, kind of go all in and just lean into the pitching aspect. And, like, if you were to tell me we can get one bullpen arm and one, you know, decent bat, I'd rather get two strong relievers and just kind of, like, you know, in football we talk about a team having an identity. I almost would rather just – if we're getting a heavy impact bat, like a Jose Ramirez, if he becomes available, that's a different story. But I'd rather go into the two bullpen arms than get, like, one bullpen arm.
So, Justin, let me say this. I have gone back and forth on this. It honestly, to me, feels like about 10 different times in the last 2 months. And one of the complications why I often lean toward bat over bullpen is I just tend to think they're going to slide some starting pitchers into the bullpen. So, like, I wish we knew what Nola will give them, what Painter may or may not be able to give them, and the effectiveness of Abel as a bullpen guy. I mean, imagine a scenario where all three of them are at it to the bullpen.
I imagine Aaron Nola just being relievery.
I don't, John. I don't think it's about him as a reliever or not. I think it's just about whether he gets good again. If he's good, you can use him in the bullpen. And by the way, I'll say this. Nola could be extremely valuable given that you have three left-handed starters likely to start in a series. Let's say a manager loads up with right-handed hitters against Lizardo, Sanchez, or Ranger, and now here comes like the fifth or sixth inning, and Nola comes in for two or three innings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's...
Yeah.
I mean...
No, I agree with you.
I'm sorry, say it again, Ray?
That's frightening to me.
Well, no, I get it. It's all about whether he reestablishes. But, Justin, I'm not totally out on Aaron Nola. I know a lot of people at this point view him as something that someone they will get nothing from the rest of the year. I don't. I mean,
it doesn't feel like he's going to walk on him, guys, which is great for your relievers, but doesn't it feel like the pop a home run here and there and everywhere is like the downfall of Aaron Nola he's not just right?
Yeah,
and that in a reliever is not at all what you're looking for.
But I'm hoping he was injured. I'm hoping that he, like, because, like, was it really just an ankle? I don't know.
Then it migrated up to his rib cage.
Which makes me wonder, was there stuff going on the whole time? And was that why he was ineffective instead of he was ineffective because he got to 30 and can't get it back? I mean, to me, that's the million-dollar question. Was he ineffective due to injury or just he's old? I guess we'll find out in time, Justin.
Yeah, the thing that stinks about Nola is the re-injury, and you just can't bank on it. Like, I'm not out on him either.
Well, you can't bank on him.
I don't think you can depend on him. So you got to act as if.
But I know this, Justin. Without knowing what they'll get, as we sit here today, I'd rather have him in the bullpen than frickin' Joe Ross.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
I agree with that.
Of course. The guy I want, though.
All right, Justin, give me an answer for a duo with a gap in there.
I'm assuming it was said, but Batman and Robin?
No, that's
a huge
answer, though.
How was it not said? Massive, massive answer.
So what's the gap?
Robin is a nerd.
Lame?
Robin is so lame.
Like,
Robin
the lamest.
Takes the ladder to back into the shallow end.
Fair enough. Yeah, Batman and Robin's not bad for, you know, effectiveness, I guess.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.